you would expect the great kind of faith, the move of my spirit. For I'll come in this year with waves of my glory to saturate you time and time again. The commonplace will be the place where you find the saturation of my presence. And know this, that like the prophet that saw the cloud the size of a man's hand and knew that the rain was coming, know this, that you'll see these things and you'll see them and watch them increase, and know that the rain of my presence and the revival that you've asked for is surely coming. Know that it'll come. It'll come in waves. It'll come for seasons, and one season will give itself over to another one. And as you bathe in one, you'll find that there'll be a short intermission, and that'll only be while I'm allowing those things to begin to just saturate you and take a permanency inside of you, and the endowment of everything that every wave in this year brings, receive it, because it's preparing you. And you'll see the cloud when others can't see, when you're looking up and you're seeing things change in the spirit realm. You'll begin to see things change outside of the walls of the church. Expect the unexpected, saith the Spirit of grace. Watch unusual things in parking lots and in shopping malls and in workplaces and in casual business conversations. Oh, don't think it strange when I fall in the midst of two or three having a conversation, and all of a sudden, my compassion falls on you and a weeping comes on you. And those around about you, they'll not think it strange, although they won't understand it much, but they themselves will be caught up in it. For know this, that the cloud is surely growing. It is growing until it will manifest itself mightily in the earth, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And these things are not based on a calendar date. They're not an appointment only in time, but know this, that the cup of many years of prayer and many seeking times by many who sought me in days of old, and those who have sought me in this place and brought these things to pass, saith the Spirit of grace. The foundation is set, and now the walls and ceilings and floors and garnishings will be placed. The furnishings will be placed in the midst. And know this, that other good places where I'm able to fellowship with my people will come and receive from you. They'll even receive from your doctrine and the things that you've learned as soundness of mind and soundness of word, and things that you'll be able to give them that'll establish them on their good journey, saith the Spirit of grace. So take joy. Take joy in that which you know and that which you understand. Freely you've received, freely you'll be able to give in the days ahead, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah.